All right, so Maddie's significant other wanted a month-long break, no contact. She didn't know how to take that, made her feel a little some sort of way.
Right.
So that was a month ago. We have an update now.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for reaching back out. I really appreciate all the responses and brutal honesty.
Yes.
I guess when I wrote you all, I was in my feels.
Sure.
So you want an update?
Mm.
Your timing couldn't have been more interesting.
Okay.
Obviously, I couldn't make him change his mind about cutting me off for a month, so what happened? He said it's, quote, what's best for our relationship, and that was the last thing I heard from him for a while.
Oh, wow.
And okay. I was really in a funk.
Mm.
I was depressed, felt like my life was spiraling in a direction I didn't want, and I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
He blocked me on social media, so I couldn't even check in on him.
Wow.
That's mean. Oh, it's just we're not going to hang out for a month. I'm blocking you on social media?
Wow. Okay.
That feels aggressive.
That does.
Sorry, I'm having sort of a reaction.
I know. I was like, wow. Okay.
I'm having a reaction.
Wow.
About 2 weeks later, I ran into an old friend who I used to work with at the store. And we got to talking, actually hung out a couple of times. And if I'm honest, they did kind of feel like a date.
Mm.
And I really didn't want them to feel like that because I kept thinking I was cheating on my partners. Does that make sense? I told him I was in a weird place right now with my dating life and wasn't ready for anything serious. And he said, that's cool. And no worries from him. He was just happy to reconnect with me.
Okay.
So to complicate things, my partner reached out to me yesterday.
Oh.
He texted me saying he wanted to hang out and hoped I was well.
Oh.
He was ready to get back to where we left off.
Interesting.
The problem is, I now don't know if I want to. I really liked hanging out with my old coworker and felt comfort with him that I hadn't felt in a long time.
Mm.
So I hate to ask you guys again, but what would you do? Part of me loves that my partner wants to get back together and resume our relationship. The other part of me wants to explore this new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I texted him back and told him that maybe we could see each other this weekend, and that is where we left it. So anyways, thanks for getting back with me and for allowing me to vent and throw all my crazy relationship drama your way.
So in that time, you know, one with 100% accuracy, he was dating other people.
Oh, 1,000%. If he's blocking you on social media,
yes.
There are things going on he did not want you to see.
Like in his stories or whatever. And by the way, where are your friends in all this? Why aren't they screenshotting the things that he's posting? Because I'm sure.
Did he block all of them?
I was going to say, you have mutuals. Where are they rolling in and going,
yes.
screenshot?
Yes.
Hey, look at what your boy's posting.
Did you have any spies? And if you didn't, why not?
Yeah. Or are they all his friends?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in that situation for four years.
All of my
friends were his friends because I just moved to town. I didn't know anybody. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
That could be.
So.
But I'm feeling some sort of way about being blocked on social media. I'm feeling some sort of way about that.
I'm almost saying, you know what? You need to just cut your ties with this guy and explore this former coworker.
Yes.
You know, because you know your former coworker already. So it's not like a brand new relationship.
And the thing I zeroed in on was a sense of comfort that I hadn't felt in a long time.
Yeah.
I think that's telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling you something about maybe that's a comfort level that you didn't feel with Mr. Blocked You on social media. What's to say he's not going to do this again?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Going to need another 30 days.
Yes! He's done it before!
Going to need another 30.
And blocked again.
And you know what? We're going good, but in order to, quote, help our relationship. Wait, what was it? What was his words?
It's going to be the best thing for our relationship.
Yeah. In order for it to be the best thing for our relationship, we're going to need to take another month.
Sorry,
another
when you
month.
Blocked me from social media, dead to me.
Wow.
That's aggressive. Like, I just, something feels very, all my spidey senses are tingling about that.
Okay.
We don't go down that road again.
Yeah, I think we're all saying, Jesse.
Unless he comes to you and has some sort of, like, my therapist told me I had to do this and all, whatever.
No, I don't even think that.
You're right. Right. We're out. We're going to coworker. Yeah. We're going to old coworker.
Yeah, Maddie, explore that. Yes. Explore that. Because that's fun. You said you felt comfort, yes. Which we like.
Yes. And you're able to have the feelings mm-hmm. for this other person, which is also telling you something.
Interesting.
Yes. I have way so, too many questions. Like, I don't feel, how could she get back to the comfort level that you need to have to be in a committed relationship
so I guess,
with Mr. Blocked her on social media?
Okay, so if we're saying no on old, let's yes. take a break person.
Yes.
Does Maddie go and meet up with this person over the weekend?
No. No, we do not.
Like,
because
decides, you know what?
Sweet talk her back
on
into rethinking.
Second thought.
Yeah. No, you go. Yeah. You just stay in the lane of you haven't seen him.
Yeah.
And you talk to him, it will help you make the break and distance yourself. He can suck you back in, though, if you're like, okay, let's meet together. Let's wait down. No.
And then you, yeah, you're right. You
no,
get sucked back
gonna,
in and you
nope,
kind of like.
It's going to confuse you even more.
And you're going to get all in your feels.
This is the clarity you need.
Okay.
Listen to your gut. Your gut is telling you that break was the best thing for your relationship to tell you that you need to run.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, hey, there you go, Maddie. Good luck.
Sorry, I felt some sort of way.
Yeah, it was the blocking on social media.
No,
that
made my blood boil.
that was a bit aggressive.
Like, I'm sorry, he did what?
Yeah, that was a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
I will agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if there was nothing to hide, he's not.
Like, not talking is it for 30 days
sure,
is one
okay,
thing.
That's one thing.
Blocking you on social media is a whole other.
Yeah. It's like you're the bad guy.
Yes.
And
like
that,
what are you doing that you don't want her to see?
Mm-hmm. All right. 502-795-1997. I don't know if you've got any comments or stories to go along with. But
I would predict not one person be like, you know what? Give him another chance.
Give him another chance.
He sounds nice.
No, Maddie, move forward.
Yeah.
Move forward, not backward.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
Yep.
That's your update. I heard the update from Maddie, whose boyfriend wanted to go on a 30-day break, blocked her on social media during that break. And in that break, she reconnected with an old coworker.
Yeah, now he's coming back saying, hey, baby, let's get back together. Let's pick up where we left off. And she's all like, now I'm confused.
Yeah, a little bit confused. Kelly and I both said, yeah, no need to explore that old relationship. Explore the new one. And everyone else is also saying that. Hey, Morgan.
Hello. So I think that a man is never going to separate or ask for a break from someone that he potentially sees as his wife.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And why are we even dating if it's not going to end in marriage? And for someone to be that flippant to where you don't even see it coming, that is a massive red flag. And
yes.
Rejection is God's protection. And maybe that was just a loop for you to be like, okay, so then the ball is in your court, Maddie.
Yes.
And so you can tell him, you can be the girl that got away, and he can be kicking himself over trying to walk away for a fling or
yes.
whatever it was that he potentially found, because men just don't do that. That is weird behavior.
Yes.
And then again, yeah, blocking you on social media, why would you do that? Because
yes.
you can make some excuses, because I don't want to see what all you're doing, because it's going to make me miss you and make contact, which again, it was his choice not to have contact. He can unfollow you. He doesn't have to block you. So
yes.
Also, major red flags. So she needs to listen to that intuition and don't let him guilt trip her or anything else into sucking her back into a relationship, because men don't just let their wife walk away.
Yes.
So he's obviously looking for something better. So he can not even get an invite to the new wedding. But that is divine intervention, and she should be thankful someone is watching out for her.
Morgan, it sounds like you've given that speech to someone else before in your life. Yeah, that was very well thought out
yes.
and put together.
You know, I probably have.
All the points she needs to think about, for sure.
Absolutely. So good luck to her in her new relationship or whatever it may be. But do not go back to him, because he has shown himself who he is, and we are not collecting red flags in our little red wagon.
There you go.
Yes!
Love that. Morgan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks, bye.
I liked not collecting red flags in
our little
red
wagon. That's
yeah,
great.
That's good. So, yeah, I don't think any more needs to be said.
Nope, we've tied that up in a bow.
Yep.
But I do, Maddie, we still are invested in, you know, if things
yeah, tell
start
us how the
new with our
how
former
the old coworker goes.
We
it
are
just
on board
continues
with your
to
adventures.
Roll. Yeah, why don't you go out with your former coworker this weekend?
Yes, instead of old guys.
Yeah. Right. Do that and maybe even do it with the new, like, relief of knowing I'm not cheating on anyone.
Nope.
And
set yourself free.
Yes, set yourself free and go ahead and explore that. So have fun. Keep us posted, Maddie.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's group therapy.